Grandpa Chris,
Uncle Tim,
Johnny Funners.
We are
Government Zero.
You're listening to
Max Inc. Radio.
Government Zero, a Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by our sponsors like Dark Horse Art Bar
in Gallery East Washington, across from the Sylvie Happy Hour, Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 6. Slices of Sal's Pizza for a buck. Can't get it anywhere else. Check out darkhorsemadison.com for drink specials. Also, Ethical Trade Company, fighting human trafficking worldwide. New store location next to Old Rick Park. And for more information, go to ethicaltradeco.com. And Daily Bar and Grill in Sun Prairie. Gourmet bar food. Amazing fajitas. Yeah, that's what Rocker's telling me. Dailybarandgrill.com, right? Right, Rocker? You said you've had some amazing food there.
Oh, yeah. Rob, they have tons of great stuff. Shaved prime ribs, sandwiches. They have legendary baby back ribs there. I mean,
Sun Prairie's
Italian
too far
beef
for takeout.
Sandwiches, filet mignon fajitas, like you said. They looked out of this world.
Oh, I just love it. And special guests who did not bring me fajitas.
Rob, our next guest has been a member of several bands, and you've heard him here on Max Inc. Radio, including Government Zero, Dr. Noise, Eddie 8 Dynamite, and he's even appeared here in the Devil's Lair as his solo project, Pinhead McFly. Eddie 8 Dynamite is back in the clubs with upcoming shows booked here in Madison at the Barley Pop Live in the Burr Oak. Tim Buduszewski is here in the Devil Radio Studios, and he's brought the whole dang band with him. Tim, Eddie 8 Dynamite, welcome to Maximum Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me, Ronker.
That was really close on his last name. That was a good job, honestly.
Oh, well, he really schooled me one day about it, because for a long time, we really just called him Tim Buttsexy, because it was like, you know, Buduszewski was like,
hey,
way
who hasn't,
too hard.
Who hasn't called him
that? I'm from a long, proud line of Buttsexies.
Yep.
Now, guys, Eddie 8 Dynamite, tell us a little backstory on the band. I mean, short song, short life, and I like your hat.
Thank you. I'm not wearing it. I'm the only one not wearing a hat. Well, almost. Yeah, I mean, I started writing songs for this about the time Government Zero started, probably about 2005, because I wanted to try to do like two different types of bands, like more like faster punk and then more poppy punk type stuff like Eddie 8 Dynamite. So I wrote a bunch of songs and just been rehashing them for many, many, many years.
And why get back together now? Like, what changed?
Well, we got back together just before pandemic. I think we had like 2-3 practices, and then pandemic happened. And I don't know if you remember the pandemic.
But, I know that thing. Yeah, I remember.
Vaguely, yeah.
Did you have one too? Weird. So, yeah, and, you know, we practiced remotely and stuff for, you know, a year and a half or so, and then finally got back together, and we're starting to do stuff again. So, yeah, we're excited to play some shows out and stuff, too, now.
Now, well, you know, speaking of your shows, you announced some shows coming up. What shows do you have coming up? Tell us about them.
In six days, right? April 22nd at Barley Pop Live with the Brash Menagerie.
Menagerie.
The Brash Mandarine.
Brash Mandarine.
That's how Jamie Q said it one time when I was on his show.
The Jamie Q show.
The Jamie Q show.
Simi B mispronounced their names. So.
Brash Menagerie and Drew from Sheboygan. That guy's really good too, and so we're really excited. Yeah, next Friday, 8 to 11.
And that's the old frequency.
The
right?
Old frequency. Yep.
So what's it like playing there? Have you guys played there yet?
It's cool. I did a Government Zero show there once, pretty soon after they opened as Barley Pop, and the sound is pretty much the same. It's the same stage. They have pinball machines on the stage. That's the only difference, and the look is a little different. Fancier beers, a little more expensive beers for fancy people. But they still got some cheap ones too. So,
and the most important thing is the building is now stable because there's a huge I-beam actually holding the building up.
That's, oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a nice
they've
feature.
Done some
yeah.
major construction yeah. work.
Is that like
there,
so. Visible in the bar now?
Yeah. Not in the bar, but in the, oh, okay. The green room.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yep.
Yes.
So the building is stable. The people that go there, not so much.
A lot of memories down there in that green room.
My old college buddy actually was the contractor for that place when they were renovating, and he said he could not believe that the floor didn't cave in.
Really?
Yeah, he said that it was a miracle that 200 people in there bouncing up and down on regular occasions didn't cause the floor to collapse.
Wow. But it'll be safe when we play.
Yeah, it will.
Yep.
You know, and that place is haunted too. We were down there. Sure, we were doing a show one time. We were in the green room, and a whole tour of these like ghost seekers came through, and they were checking out all the rooms. And we were like, "Wow, we're down here all the time." Some people said they saw some ghosts. It's pretty weird.
Yeah, I took that tour once.
Every attendee counts, didn't see any ghosts. But they do gotta pay.
Yes. And on that note, what's the other show that you have coming up?
And then July 2nd at Burr Oak on Winnebago Street. That is with American Dead and the Not Named Yet.
The Not Named Yet.
Yep, that's,
love those guys.
Yep.
It was Not Dead Yet.
I'm going to love
it. So
that.
They're still not dead yet, but.
Some of the Not Dead Yet guys, and then Bill Martin from Dr. Noise.
Oh, yeah.
Which was my band that I let Bill be in.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he wrote all the songs.
Oh,
it's mostly my idea.
We love Bill and Dr. Noise.
Yeah.
So, you know, is this then, you guys are reuniting. This isn't just a one-off show.
Yeah. I guess I'm reuniting. It's a new thing for these three guys.
More
so.
Of a reformation.
Well, a reformation, yes.
Tell us about your band, guys, quick. Who's in your band?
Who's in my band?
Well, you are.
This guy.
I'm Fud Roy Winklebottom. This is my first band, and I'm pretty happy to be here.
Excellent. And what do you play?
I play the six-string guitar, rhythm style, and I try to back this feller up on some vocals.
Right. And who else do we got in the band here?
I'm Deegan. I am the bass player, and I don't try very hard to back Tim up on vocals.
Yeah. I'm Henry. I'm the drummer. I'm trying very hard to be here.
That is 88 Dynamite. I mean, you guys are pretty funny, but you know, Rob, we got a song queued up here, and I got a special surprise for Tim. So let's hear an 88 Dynamite song.
I like your hat, and I wish I had one like it. If I had money, I just might get myself one, just like the one you did. I like your hat.
So I knew that Tim would like my hat. And he came here without a hat, and you know, he doesn't have a whole lot of hair up there, and it's kind of cold out. So, you know, I have these patented rocker vintage hats here. They're winter hats, and I'm presenting Tim right now with a rocker hat so that he can
Tim's
keep
head
his head warm in this cold spring that we have going on.
Probably cold.
It's beautiful. Thank you so much. My head is so much warmer.
You look great.
That is awesome. So where can we find 88 Dynamite online?
The usual places, Facebook, Bandcamp.com. There's a couple songs in Bandcamp. We don't have anything recorded with this new lineup yet, but hopefully we will soon. And but we have some of the old recordings. The one you just heard, if you missed it, maybe we'll play it again.
Maybe I like your hat, and I wish I had one like it.
Yeah.
I like your hat. I love that
it's
song.
Hard to get through.
That's
long.
The shortest,
like
best song ever. All right, guys. 88 Dynamite, thanks so much for coming in. When's your show again?
April 22nd, next Friday at Barley Pop Live, and then July 2nd at Burr Oak.
Guys, thanks for taking the time to come in and speak with us on Max Inc. Radio tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you. Hey, shameless plug for Rocker Rye Whiskey. It is delectable.
Happy birthday, Kaylee. I love you.
Also, I fit in my suit now, which is pretty big.
Brighter tomorrows. This is 88 Dynamite on Max Inc. Radio.
God, this feeling keeps my ass. Moon and stars.
Heavier than a lead swimsuit. This is Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
change. I bury all that I have in a grave, but my six strings makes me feel at home. Well, light's too bright, and now I'm afraid.
Miles of Max Inc. Radio, Pine Travelers Now. You're listening to the local stuff, Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Dig the earth, face the sun, till the land with a sweat and blood, like a big flat stone with a round inside, high on anticipation of life. Oh my, just seal the deal, deep space mission with a million foot reel, galactic winds, they stole. What decay in time? Climbing rivers, swimming in trees, flying across the land, floating on.
time to unplug from the politics with Max Inc. Radio.